Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Question today on what's on your mind, and before I ask the question that I'd like you to answer on the program, I have some good news, some really good news. Stay tuned here.
If you ask me where I come from,
first bit of good news is the answer to Aaron Tippin's question.
Here's what I tell everyone
when he gets asked, "Where you from, there, Aaron? Where you live?"
I was born by God's dear grace.
You were. We all were.
Yes.
Amen.
In an extraordinary place.
Where would that be? What place could that be? Let me know.
Where the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh.
And the eagle flies.
Oh, so the USA is the answer to that question. Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
It's a big old land.
You ready for some good news, guys?
Always. Yeah.
All right. Quinnipiac tells us that Joe Biden is not providing much in the way of inspiration for our youngsters.
What?
Yes.
No. That's breaking news.
Support from Generation Z, those of you born 97 to 2004,
yep,
are the ones that gave Joe Biden the gift of the presidency. You know this, don't you? Because huge support amongst that folks is what gave him a razor-thin victory. Okay? But a new poll from Quinnipiac says enthusiasm for Biden among younger Americans has fallen out of the bottom. 21%.
Hello,
yeah. 21% of people 18 to 34 now approve of the president.
Okay.
I got hairy legs.
I want you to applaud that. Let's say thank you very much.
All right, Chuck.
Okay?
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Chuck.
We very often say kids today, kids today, kids today. They just, oh, my gosh, kids today.
I have not been saying that.
Can't say that anymore.
I have not been saying that.
You can't say that anymore.
I'm still trying to figure out why Quinnipiac gets to keep its tribal name. It was the Connecticut College of Commerce until the name of the tribe got used. They get to use theirs. We don't get to use ours. What the heck?
I don't care what they call them. I know this. Kids today have awakened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Quinnipiac, Gallup poll, the point is this. There is very, very tepid support amongst youngsters for Biden. Okay. So my question to you, the audience, is why? Why do you think this is happening? Our friend Charlie Kirk says the most suicidal, alcohol-dependent, depression-suffering generation in history. Sadly, that's Generation Z, have realized before they even get started in life, they've had their present and their future wealth stolen by those who came before them because of big government.
You know, I hear things like you just said, like, what did he say, the most suicidal, blah, 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 blah.
Most suicidal, alcohol-dependent, depression-suffering generation in history.
Just by the facts. I know, I hear that, but I think about every generation goes through its addictions, its depressions. Think of World War II. Think of Pearl Harbor. Think of the Great Depression. Think of all the things we've come out of.
And my generation tried very hard to be the worst, but
old or young, mankind, we've been through our trials, our tribulations, we're going through some, but to your point, young people are bright and aware, and they're curious, and for the most part, know what's going on and see it, is my humble opinion. Well, for the most part.
Well, I agree with you, because that's what they're discovering. They've swung big time.
Yep.
From a pre-2020 election through the early months of the Biden administration, yep. most of the early first year of the Biden administration, they were on board, and now they're going.
Clearly,
I'm out of here.
Yeah,
I'm done. And
because they're not stupid.
So, here's the question: Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, high school chapters, mm-hmm. college chapters. He's saying it's because they're mad. They're mad that they've suffered through, again, more suicides than their other age groups at the same time, more alcohol dependency, more depression, and they're saying government did this to us. Okay? Now, AOC and her ilk are saying, Joe Biden, you've got to give these kids more stuff. You've got to give the 18, 34-year-old the goodies. So my question to the audience is, who's right here? Are 18 to 34-year-olds saying, hey, how about a little, college loan forgiveness?
I want some goodies. Some are.
Okay, well, obviously yeah. some are. But I,
it'd
what
be
I'm
tough to be a socialist, but yet had government-infused capitalism within that. That's got to be tough.
Simple question to answer, and you can call 258-0550. You can text 237-1590. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Facts. 18 to 34-year-olds, complete reversal in a breathtaking amount of time to say, I'm done with Joe Biden. I'm mm-hmm. done with the Biden administration.
Think about
is
this.
Is it because they're mad of what's been foisted upon them, or is it because they want some more goodies? They want freebies. They want student loan forgiveness. They want,
there you go.
You know,
there you
which
go.
Is it? Which is it?
It's A.
Yep.
They're done with Joe.
They're done with
They're
Joe.
They're done with big government.
Think about
They're
this.
Done with what's been done to them.
Think about
I think you're right. I tend to agree with you.
Think about every young athlete since the third, fourth, fifth grade, basketball, wrestling, football, volleyball, whatever the sport is. We aspire to be great. We show up to practice to get better. We get better because we want to win. Okay? We want to win because we want to win. That's what we want. We like winning. Winning's awesome. So all of these young people in all of these gyms and tracks and courts across the country have been taught from the get-go in sport, we're here to win. We're here to practice and get better. We get better because we want to win.
And get that participation trophy.
Yeah, now you get out, and now we really don't want to win. We want to make sure everybody gets to play. And they're all going, wait a minute. No. I have the ribbons on my wall for a reason because I worked hard and I earned it.
Yeah.
And that's where the majority of the mentality is with our 18 to 34. I guarantee you.
I want to know what you think on this, folks. You've got Kevin K-Fly, TRG Todd, and...
I coach enough of them. I see it. They get it.
Your humble hosts here from What's On Your Mind with their thoughts. We want yours. 258-0550, 701-258-0550, text 701-237-1590. Biden has lost support of 18 to 34-year-olds, youngsters. Is that good news because they've awakened to the fact that they don't want what has been foisted upon them by governments, by their government? Or do they want more free stuff? What do you think it is? Texture says they're Democrats. Have you met a happy Democrat? they
Great
were.
Question.
They were Democrats. They're not Democrats yep. anymore. Texture says, Scott, it's called the dumbing down of America. It started slowly in the early 60s. China started to infiltrate the colleges. Of course, then it hit the legal system and then the political system. Voila! Now we have what we have going on in our country. Keith, somewhere in North Dakota, your take on this. Weigh in on what's on your mind.
Well, I tend to agree on a bunch of stuff, but I think a lot of it is that some of the parents have had something to do with the... This particular age group, a lot of these kids have not had to learn how to work and get their heads screwed on about stuff. A lot of them stuff has been given to them so much that they expect people to hand it out to them. I mean, I used to look at when my son was going to high school, you could go up to the parking lot at high school. And you could see every vehicle that you knew damn well the parents bought the vehicle for. And the kids that were buying their own, because they were a whole different class of vehicles. You know, I mean, the kids were driving better vehicles than I've ever had in my whole life. But if you teach the kids, teach them, make them do some work. They don't get to have everything handed to them.
Yeah, the stuff is not exactly leading to a great, again, I'll come back, most suicidal. Most alcohol dependent, most depression generation ever. So free stuff isn't it. But my point is, maybe they're figuring that out. Maybe they're figuring that out. That's why they're like, you know, look, government did this to us. They locked us down.
Well, yeah.
During COVID, they're piling on debt for us to deal with for our kids and our grandkids. Maybe they're figuring this out, Keith. Maybe that's the deal. Jessica, what do you think? Jessica and Dickinson, your take.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I fall into the 18 to 34 category, and hearing that I'm grouped in with all of these kids, that
they're not.
It makes my eye twitch a little bit. I'm a mother of three. I work in the patch. Kids are looking for something, and to be honest, the parents, we got to go back to taking our kids to church. That's my thought, and it ends there.
Amen.
So you think the awakening is happening because there is a renewal. Hey, hang on, Jessica.
Yeah.
Don't go away. I want to continue this conversation with you, okay?
Because
I want to hear more of what your thoughts are.
Yes. On the head right there.
Jessica Dickinson, advice to younger parents, get them back to church. Maybe that's the awakening. Aaron in Detroit Lakes behind Jessica. Stay tuned.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Hey, it's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I think we should put H.A. Thompson and Sons in charge of every plane in America, every airport in America, and
get it done.
Use some actual science.
Get it done.
To prove, for instance, when you're 30,000 feet, and you take air at 30,000 feet, COVID-free air, I might add, and put it in a plane, and the air that's in the plane out at 30,000 feet, you don't need masks.
Imagine that.
I know. They're the indoor air quality experts, ladies and gentlemen. H.H. Thompson & Sons, they've done it for schools. They've done it for long-term care facilities. They can do it for your home. They can do it for your business. Proven. Not just in an era of pandemic, but anytime. This virus is in the air all the time. Find out more at hatandsons.com about indoor air quality. They're the experts. They know. 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. More of our conversation with Jessica in Dickinson about some national poll numbers that show enthusiasm for Biden among younger Americans is in free fall. 21% of those aged 18 to 34 now say they approve of the way the president is doing his job. 58% disapproved. And guess what? Complete reversal of not only leading up to the election, but the first year or so of the Biden administration. So complete collapse of support among young people. And even AOC is saying this. Her quote here recently, this is really about the collapse of support among young people, among the Democratic base. She says, hey, these folks worked overtime to get the president elected, and they're not being seen. They want more free stuff, she says. Do they, though? Or have they awakened to what has been foisted upon them? Jessica Dickinson called before the break, has a theory about this. Jessica, you're in this generation. You, before the break, had some advice for others in your generation. What is it?
My advice is to all the young families out there. I know how hard it is to get those little kids ready for church on Sunday and get them out the door. And it's your short weekend that you want to just stay home and hang out and pick up after what's happened during the week. But I promise you that that consistency, that structure, and that guidance will do wonders for your family, for your community, et cetera. So it's hard. I've been there, but that's in my opinion, what the generation needs. Technology is going to take over, and it already has. I think that's why you're seeing those poll numbers change, is because the younger generation is able to go on and they can look anywhere. They have so much information at their fingertips, and they're looking more. And while they're looking, I think they're seeking that truth. And I just hope and pray that along with them looking for what's right and what's true and what's actually going on in the world, they're also seeking guidance or finding guidance from someone who is a Christian and is encouraging them to go to church and be a part of that fellowship. So that's my very conservative mother view, but that's just the truth. So
glad you called today.
Well said.
And so refreshing to hear that view. And it's also, isn't it good news to hear these numbers? To see that, yeah. You know, that after 2 years of, awful, those younger folks have been through. You think even the, kids in schools through that, younger careers. It's great, isn't it? What, Kath?
Oh, I just said check Slack.
Yep.
There's a great text on this.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Thank you for sharing. It's good news. I love it. Aaron in Detroit it. Lakes right behind Jessica. Go ahead, Aaron. You're up. Lakes Country, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's great that she came on and said that. I'm 52 years old, and I raised two daughters myself, and I have one that's out of the house and one that's a sophomore or a junior in high school. And I think the difference between now and then back when I was growing up with these colleges is they told everybody, hey, you need to go to college. You need to go to college. You need to go to college, otherwise you're not going to go anywhere in life. Well, I didn't have parents that had a lot of money that could afford to send me to college, so basically I joined the United States Army. I got the GI Bill, the student loan repayment bill. I signed a six-year contract. Well, the difference between now and then, and they're not.
A really odd connection with you, Aaron. I don't know if you're
hanging up a bit,
hands free or what, because I can hear the.
Wanted to hear what he had to say on that.
Hear the traffic, but I don't. I'm losing you here. You're breaking up. Go ahead, Aaron.
I think he's talking about college versus trades, student debt versus coming out of college or coming out of trades, and making $100,000 a year instead of spending $100,000 a year on. Paying the debts.
Put him on hold. And,
put him on hold. See if we get
you tell
signal.
Me if he gets a better signal
kind of
there.
Gathered there, though.
2580-550-701, 2580-550 to weigh in on this. Text us at 701-237-1590. Texture says, my wife is 33. We have three kids, middle class, so we both have to work. She does 40 to 45 hours a week, then tries to raise the kids, clean house, laundry on fumes. I help a lot, but most women, 25 to 35, are just milking the system, selling makeup or chasing guys with money.
See, I don't think that's most women. But I think there's a lot. But, yeah, anyway, go ahead.
She's turned 1,000% red now, however, because of all this. Mm-hmm. And she goes to church more. But she isn't going to be vocal. She's modest and doesn't want to, you know, liberals to yell at her.
Yell at.
We need more vocal moms.
There you go.
Inspire some best practices.
I think we're seeing a lot of vocal moms, which is we've got a couple running for the commission in Fargo. I mean, I think they're coming out all over the place. Look at these school board meetings. The moms are the ones that are standing up.
You're true. You're right.
Don't take off the real moms of this country.
Everywhere.
And you're hearing from them right now. And she should not be afraid to yell or not be afraid to be vocal and yell from the top of her lungs what she sees and believes.
Aaron, can you hear us now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. What you're saying on student loans is where we lost you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm just saying now these kids are going to college is not for everybody is what I'm trying to say. Okay? There's two-year tech schools out there right now. There's a lot of trades out there where you can make a good living. I just think a lot of kids go to college and they don't even work in the field that they went to school for. So in this generation, getting back to everybody deserves a participation trophy, it's our education system that set us up to where we're at right now. Now, here's my thing. You know, there is free college out there. It's called the U.S. military. Do something for your country, and they'll pay back your student loans. I don't get why we're paying for other people's college education. It's your choice. Okay, you sign those loan documents. You got to pay it back. And I think this younger generation, the reason why they're against Biden right now is because when they were supporting him, they thought all their student loans are going to be forgiven. Now, I'm not saying all of them are that way, but it's this whole free mentality crap that's got to come to an end. And that's all I got to say. I love your show, and keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Amen.
Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate that. Good encouragement for us, and also appreciate your take. By the way, the Biden administration, he is right. They've in the first year, $17 billion in debt for 725,000 borrowers in student loans. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're doing more. Just announced another 40,000 borrowers, immediate debt cancellation under something called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. There's members of Congress that are pushing for $50,000 in debt cancellation for every borrower. And don't forget, the pause on repaying your student loans that was supposed to end in January of 2021 has been extended 8 times. Biden now has it set to expire in September of 2022, and no doubt will extend that, just like they're extending the mask mandate. But maybe, just maybe, what we're seeing is people saying, I'm done with this! Even amongst the people who are supposedly the recipients. That's good news.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Secret Service officer shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the United States yesterday. The ambassador and his family were inside the residence in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Northwest Washington. A taser did not affect the suspect, and he was then shot. The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Biden administration explain why they are fighting the ruling that stated the government overstepped its authority.
We think it's entirely reasonable, as the Department of Justice, for the CDC, the health and data experts, health experts most importantly, in our administration to be able to have that time to evaluate, but also because they want to fight to ensure the CDC authority and ability to put in mandates in the future.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It sounded like the drum part of the beginning of war.
Summer.
Yeah, it did.
It really did.
Back on What's On Your Mind.
You and have some fun with that.
For the question, did you know that Advanced Business Methods is an employee-owned company based right here, which means your money stays in our community?
You bet.
And today's printers are high-end computers. Hackers, they know that. And then get to your servers through your printers. Cyber warfare is everywhere. So at Advanced Business Methods, they understand the security risk, provide products and software to keep the outside world out and your network safe. Advanced Business Methods, celebrating their 50th anniversary. Go online, find out more at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Alex in Hillsboro, and then a guest on this topic today. The troubling times in which we find ourselves in, and the exciting news that some youngsters are awakening to this. Time to fill your bucket on this, and we have a suggested event this weekend to do just that. Alex in Hillsboro, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Love the show. Yeah, I'm 34 years old, and I have some ideas to answer your question. But first, I just wanted to remind everybody that today is another hearing in the Jupiter Paulson case. It starts at 3 p.m. at the Cass County Courthouse, and it's open to the public so people can go and show support to the Paulson family. But to answer your question about 18 to 34-year-olds losing support, I think a lot of it has to do with the rise in crime. Just recently, the FBI, I guess, well, didn't release any the latest crime statistics. And that kind of has to do with the Jupiter Paulson case. You know, there is an epidemic of black crime going on. Biden used to be good on this sort of thing with his crime bill. And I think that's a lot of reason why he got voted in. But it's become more apparent that, you know, he's totally flipped on that. And I think just that's mostly what people worry about, is wanting to start families. And if they can't keep their families safe, that's what's going on. So about your one caller with the is suggesting church, I think that's a great idea. The other guy, not sure why they would support the military if they don't support Biden. But, you know, there's an organization called Patriot Front that's for younger folks to get involved and to be politically active as well as, you know, spiritually active in the church. But as far as the Jupiter Paulson thing, too, there's a good article on AmericHonor.org about it if anybody wants to read up on, because the media is not covering it very well. But that's all I'd have to say, I suppose.
Appreciate the call, Alex. Thank you.
Her story's all over. There's all kinds of different articles about it. But, yeah, she was skateboarding home. Got stabbed to death. Oof. Yeah, unbelievable.
Alex, thanks for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it very much. Our next guest has an event. I really believe in these times. You got to find something that fills your bucket. You got to just, you
right.
got to get.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, we had somebody call and say, hey, it's time for moms to be more vocal. Okay, well, that you know, how do you fill your bucket so you can be more vocal and be more confident? Texter here says, we need vocal dads. The moms have been vocal. I spent a lot of time in the legislature last session. It was all mama bears that were there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so vocal dads, whatever. But there's an event this weekend that is happening in Fargo at the Metropolitan Baptist Church, and it's called By What Authority? A Proper Response to Tyranny. Pastor Matthew Trujillo is going to be there. He is the author of a book, The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. What's that all about? Pastor Trujillo, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Good to be with you, Scott.
Tell me about the doctrine of lesser magistrates and about the event By What Authority? A Proper Response to Tyranny. What do you want us to know about this event?
Yeah, well, people know very little of the doctrine, though our founders were thoroughly versed in it. They really pillared the doctrine into our political institutions and foundations. They gave us a true federalism. In a true federalism, you have multiple levels of government, multiple branches at each level. So if any one branch or branches begins to play the tyrant, another branch or branches will check them, will interpose against their tyranny, the evil, the lawlessness that they're doing. Unfortunately, what we come to in America is we just see blithe compliance. Whenever the superior magistrates or political authorities decree something, the lesser authorities, by and large, blithely comply. Well, the doctrine of the lesser magistrate teaches something wholly different. It teaches that when the superior civil authority makes unjust or immoral law, policy, or court opinion, the lesser-ranking civil authority has both the God-given right and duty not to obey, and if necessary, to act or resist the superior authority. That's the doctrine in a nutshell. So their duty is not blithe compliance when the superior authorities are doing evil. Rather, their duty is what we call interposition, the interposition of the lesser authorities. And a great quote I often use to summarize the doctrine, actually comes from Emperor Trajan. He was giving a sword to one of his subordinates, and upon giving him the sword, he said to him, use this sword against my enemies if I give righteous commands. But if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me. And that is the doctrine in a nutshell. It is a doctrine pillared by Christian men in 1550 in Magdeburg, Germany. And John Knox, who was one of the reformers, wrote the foremost treatise on the doctrine in 1558, where he cited over 70 passages of scripture to show that the doctrine is sound in the Word of God, showing us how we have a means, a legitimate, proper means, to resist the tyranny of lawless politicians, lawless political figures, and reign in their evil, often being able to do so bloodlessly.
Well, obviously, that's that. You know, I think in these times of you talk about saying, "Hey, I don't know if I agree that." Mail-in ballots, drop boxes, things are doing proper, election, and all of a sudden that's an insurrection. Your suggestion that this be, largely bloodless is an important caveat here for people to say, well, wait a minute, here's what we're talking about. Let's give people a practical example. Let's give people a practical example of this. The COVID era, the pandemic, saw countless examples of just basic rule of law. We're seeing it right now with this mask mandate, where a judge in Florida says, no, CDC, you can't do that. There's rules that Congress puts in place that if you want to change the rules, you have to have rulemaking, you have to have a comment period. You did none of that. So we're going to throw this out. And now the CDC is again extending that. This is one example of many we saw during the COVID era. What would be an example of this doctrine you're talking about being applied during the COVID era for these rules? What could give me a practical example of that?
Sure. and you're right. And where we did see interposition wasn't from state officials. We saw that many of them love to play the tyrant themselves. Of course, we didn't see it from the federal officials. But the acts of interposition we saw were from county and local officials, from sheriffs, county boards, mayors, city councils, school boards. That's where we saw the interposition of lesser authorities. Here's a great example of it. Governor Pritzker, who's the governor of Illinois, just south of where I live here in Wisconsin, in May of 2020, he came out with his latest decree. Remember how the governors were coming out like every 72 hours with some new draconian act? And his latest one was this, that no businessman in the state of Illinois is allowed to open their business before I say you can open your business. And now if you open your business before I say you can open your business, you will now be charged with a crime, arrested and charged with a crime. And the very next day, in a state of 102 counties, only one county in the whole state, Madison County, which sits on the Mississippi River directly across from St. Louis, they assembled their county board and they put out their own decree. And their decree stated that their businessmen are free to reopen now and that they would use all their authority to protect their businessmen. And they cautioned the governor and the state not to interfere with their businessmen. Well, Pritzker, Governor Pritzker, responded in good tyrant fashion. The next day, he held a press conference threatening to remove their federal money, their state money. And he had a whole list of bad things he was going to do to them if they didn't comply. But the men there in Madison County held firm. They were resolute, did not waver. And then 7 days after Pritzker had put out his decree, the Illinois State Police put out a press release stating, because this was going on in the media for all these days, this back and forth between Pritzker and Madison County. So after 7 days, the Illinois State Police put out a press release declaring that they would not arrest any businessman anywhere in the state who opened their business before Governor Pritzker said they could. And the very next day after that, Governor Pritzker rescinded his order. So if it had not been for the interposition of that lone county, the entire state would have remained under that draconian decree. And an interesting point about this, too, is the man who heads up that county is a Christian. He had read my book on the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate 2 years earlier, had taught it to the county, and they knew exactly what their duty was in the face of such lawlessness. So there's a practical example of it.
So amazing. And by the way, this is not new. I mean, what's amazing about this is tradition. This is a guide map that goes back, I mean, what?
Thousands of years.
Yeah, we're talking about thousands of years. We're talking about long before even the founding of this country. But as you point out in your book, it is what helped lead to the founding of this country, these principles.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, to me, this is a blueprint for everything we face right now, and to do it in a way that makes, it's just facts. It's just facts that it's going to flummox a government. And what is so disappointing to me is during the entire pandemic, it almost looked like a trial run for, schleps, right? For sheep, for people to say, okay, yeah. We're going to just keep doing this stuff and see if they push back, and nobody did.
Right.
Hopefully we've learned.
You've given a good example, and it doesn't end with the pandemic either. I mean, I often cite the 10th Amendment and say, looks to me like our founding fathers said states do everything unless specifically the Constitution says federal government, you can do this. And we've turned that absolutely on its head. It's unbelievable. I want to explore this some more on the other side of the break with our guest, Pastor Matthew Trehella. He will be hosting an event Saturday at the Metropolitan Baptist Church in Fargo, 6:30 p.m., entitled "By What Authority? A Proper Response to Tyranny." More of that when we continue after this break on What's on Your Mind. Jim, the flagpole guy, coming up. We're going to talk to Chris Kobach, who has fought the federal government on mandates. and more.
Ryan Kronk here from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Kronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Kronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
An American classical education for pre-K through grade 12 has arrived in North Dakota. Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo will start classes for pre-kindergarten through 6th grade in the fall of 2022, followed by adding at least one additional grade each year. Students who enroll in 2022 will be able to graduate from Capstone. This is not a new way to educate, but a return to what works. Capstone Classical Academy is a Hillsdale College member school. To find out more, go to capstoneclassical.com.
It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war, China threatening Taiwan, North Korea firing missiles, Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do, too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch, too.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, and comfort food. I said home cooking, it's comfort food is what it is.
Oh.
Like a French dip sandwich, you know, when you see the crock pot on, and same with the pulled pork, Valley City, either choice today, French dip sandwich or pulled pork, eggs at $2.92.
It's as good a French dip as I've ever had, by the way.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Cabbage rolls or breakfast hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beefy noodle, 12th and I-29 today. Salisbury Steak, NP Avenue. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Tater Tot hot dish in Euland. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. And by the way, 49 cents for any size fountain pop or coffee, cappuccino, fresh baked muffins, cookies, other works. Our guest today, Matthew Trojala. Matthew has written a book that just, you know, we have authors on here from time to time, but I don't remember ever having an author on. published a book addressing the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. And, oh, by the way, it's the first one written in 400 years
right.
about the topic. So this is worth leaning into here a little bit. The first English translation of the document on this was written in 1550. So this theory is worth thinking about. And certainly encourage people to attend this event Saturday called By What Authority? A Proper Response to Tyranny, 6:30 p.m. at the Metropolitan Baptist Church in Fargo to find out more. Pastor Trujillo, we only have 4 or 5 minutes left here, and I just feel like anything we're doing on the radio is literally scratching the surface of this topic. But give me what you think is most important for people to know when thinking about this topic of how it can just literally reset where we find ourselves in, where day after day the Founding Fathers' vision, their roadmap for this country is reshaped in a bad way.
Yes. Yeah, well, the thing I would say first off is that you have to get off this hamster, political hamster wheel they have you on, where you just focus on the presidential election every 4 years and then hoping for the Supreme Court justice appointees after that. I think what people have realized over the last couple of years is not only is Washington, D.C. at war with them, but their state officials, by and large, aren't going to protect them. And that's why they've run into county and local government to make a stand for freedom. And you have to understand that the superior civil authority, when they're acting tyrannically, they count on the blithe compliance of the lesser authorities in order to get their evil down into the fabric of society. And when they don't have that blithe compliance from the lesser authorities, that's when they know they have a problem on their hands. And the people play a major role in their lesser authorities interposing against the evil done by superior authorities. The role of the people is to prod their magistrates, demand of them that they do their duty and interpose against the evil, and then to assure them also that they will stand with them four square, with their person, with their property, with their prayers, both publicly and privately. This is an important, massively important role for the people. And I think people are realizing they no longer have the convenience, Scott, of being indifferent towards the unjust and immoral actions of their government that they must engage.
Yeah, I agree, but engaging is the tough part. I mean, I think people see the rule of law crumbling. I think they recognize a massive expansion of the federal government. Sometimes it's like, well, as long as I get mine. But I think people in their gut in the United States of America, they just know this is going the wrong direction, but they sort of just take it. They just take it and figure out, throw your hands. I mean, I could cite a zillion things. I think of, the energy industry in North Dakota. Big, giant target on it by the federal government, and, you know, gas prices go up, and we just take it. You know, we just take it. So it really is, this is a blueprint. This is a tool to say you don't have to take it. But you really need to inform yourself on how to go about this. But you have the tools. This book is a roadmap for that, a blueprint for freedom, really. And it calls on history. It calls on the Word of God and shows Americans how you can resist the federal government's attempts to trample the Constitution, to assault liberty, to impugn the law of God. I mean, that's what's going on. They're impugning the law of God as well. There is definitely a biblical base to this as well. So
yeah,
people really need to get the book and absorb the book and see the teaching. And if they can, attend this event. For folks that come Saturday, tell me what you're going to do. By what authority? A proper response to tyranny. What are they going to leave that event with?
We're going to be explaining the doctrine of the lesser magistrate to the people, and we're going to be focusing on, particularly that evening, on the federal judiciary, because they've become like an oligarchy, and everybody bows down to whatever they say, and we're going to be showing them that that's absolutely wrong. That should not be done. We did not make the Constitution is not a suicide pact with the federal judiciary to take us down into decadence, immorality, and lawlessness. And that's what the federal courts have been doing in this nation for the last 50-plus years.
And you don't need, I mean, according to your book and the teachings of this, that again go back forever, you can do this without causing this major upheaval in society, which I think a lot of people think, oh, that's the way this movie's going to have to end, right? You don't need to do that. It doesn't need to come to massive upheaval in our society. It's about one by one, understanding what the tools are, correct?
Absolutely. And it's understanding the importance of the lesser authorities and reigning in the tyranny of the superior authority. That's extremely important. If people also want to go to our website, we have a website, defytyrants.com. And so if they go to defytyrants.com, they can learn more about the doctrine. They can also purchase my book there, and they can purchase, as you mentioned earlier, the first English translation of the Magdeburg Confession, which is the document which first formalized.
Fascinating. This is fascinating stuff, and I hope folks are able to, if you can't be there, go to defytyrants.com, get the book, learn. It'll help fill your bucket, and that's something we need these days. Pastor Trout, thank you.
From the people that own one, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA, so he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you, and that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.